little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Well, thinking about the what I've just called the Uber signpost is, so we're familiar with the notion of signposting, yes, which in American consultation models are called orientating statements. And they are a very good thing to do. In fact, they are a bit of a consultation skill best buy for three reasons why they're a good thing. The most prosaic reason is that there's a nice piece of research from the States where they use a consultation map. It's called the Rota Interaction Analysis System, and it's widely used in consultation skills research. And it has slightly more than the 10, but you know, you'd recognise it. So I think there's about 14 things in the Rota system. And they correlated different... So they took a sample of consultations from each of the GPs, and they were primary care doctors anyway, and they correlated the differences in the amount of time, in the average amount of time spent on each of the tasks in the consultations of the doctors with their lifetime risk of being sued. I know, yeah. And in the States, suing is a relatively frequent occurrence. So, but actually, 70% of the doctors had never been sued, which is quite encouraging, isn't it, even in the United States. And the biggest difference was in signposting behaviour. The doctors who'd never been sued used three times as much signposting as the most sued group, with a dose response effect in between. And the next biggest difference in any of the time budgets was only a 40% difference, so 1.4. So that obviously isn't absolutely conclusive proof that signposting itself is the medico-legally protective behaviour, but it strongly hints at it because of the dose response effect, because of the fact there was so much more effect of signposting than any other behaviour. And you can also see why that might be. We've already learned that patients who feel attended to are less likely to complain or sue. There's lots of other evidence. And signposting leaves patients knowing what's going on and where they're heading. So there is a sort of theoretically sound reason why signposting probably... In other words, it's likely that doctors who signpost a lot do other things that are beneficial to the patient experience, but it is also improbable that it's got nothing to do with signposting, which is a double negative. You see where I'm coming from. Anyway, the fact is, it's strongly, even if it's not directly medically legally protective, it's strong evidence to suggest that doing more signposting is in no way harmful. And there are the two beneficial effects of signposting are that it does orientate patients so that their contributions in the consultation can be more securely gathered. Crucially, though, if you say out loud what you're going to do, you're more likely to do it. Yeah? So signposting key tasks or key transitions in the consultation, that behaviour is technically known as cognitive forcing, which basically means if you say things out loud, you're more... And if you do them every time, then they become routine. So that's signposting in general, and it is a good thing to do. And if you're facing this, that there's an extra benefit if you've got an assessed consultation coming up, like the CSA, it looks good to an examiner. A doctor who uses more signposting conveys an impression that they know what they're doing, irrespective of how much they actually know what they're doing. Yeah. So I'm suggesting that's how both of you, both doctors who know what they're doing, you signpost more. But you know, you can. It's quicker to put more signposting in your consultation than it is to sort of chip away at the basic understanding that leads to mastery. Yeah. So the first kind of signposting moment, really, in a consultation is when you transition from agenda setting to information gathering. And at that point, I mean, you could just say, right, I'll ask you a few questions now. One option at that point is to employ a sort of higher level signpost and actually kind of lay out the map of the whole encounter, not necessarily all 10 bits. You know, I'm going to ask you some questions, including a psychosocial history and some red flags, and then I'll examine you. But maybe a slightly higher order thing, you know, I'm going to ask you some questions and we'll talk so we can get more information. Once we're happy with that, I think I'm going to need to examine you, and then I'll let you know what I find, and we might take it from there.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.